You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by another lovely, lovely lady, Ms. Donna Jones. Good morning, Donna. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning to you, Zach. I'm great, thank you. How
very
are
good.
You? Thank you for having me, and happy, happy 40th.
Of course. Thank you very, very much. Very, very happy to have you. I feel like as long as I've been here, you've been here, and you've been here a lot longer than I have. I've known you.
Ever so slightly.
Ever so slightly, yes, yes, yes. First things first, though, what's your commute like to OUSA every day?
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Go along the harbour side and you just take in all that beautiful. I'm out on the St Kilda area.
Oh, beautiful.
So you come along that harbour and it's just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I endeavour to cycle in later on because mm-hmm. I've only been out there a couple of years, but that's just in the planning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great commute.
Nice. Is that near Musselburgh?
It's not far from Musselburgh.
Not far from Musselburgh, yeah.
St Kilda.
Yeah, yeah. Because I had a friend who moved to Musselburgh quite recently, and it is a lovely area.
It is. It's great.
That whole area is mean.
And
yeah.
You're near that beach, and that's what was the driving force to get me out there was the beach.
Yeah, you're quite a water person.
Very much so. And
nice.
Sand, and it's lovely.
Yeah, I much prefer sand beaches to stone beaches.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So first things first, I want to know, how long have you been in Otipoti, Dunedin?
I have been here most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Was born in and lived in Macrae's Flat, would you believe?
Oh, Macrae's Flat. That's not far from here, is it? Is that central Otago?
Inland from Palmerston.
Uh-huh.
Dunbeck
uh-huh.
area.
Uh-huh.
Lived there for a few years on a farm, and I have lived in Dunedin but been overseas the odd time. I've travelled overseas and I lived in Australia for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Christchurch for a year, but basically have been in Dunedin.
What keeps you coming back?
It's home. It's home in whānau.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice. Have you lived in basically every different area of Dunedin?
No, haven't shifted around very much at all.
Oh, really?
Did start in St Kilda with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I've lived in Bowen Hours, West Harbour.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. I've been here for 5 years, and I've mostly stuck to North Dunedin. But for the last 3-4 years, I've spent a lot of time in the Northeast Valley, which is a lovely area.
Wonderful area.
Yeah,
yes,
very wonderful.
And it's on the flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the flat, and our house is just like at the start of Opahor Road, so we get sun still. We don't like get, you know, cold and mold like other people do in the valley in winter, which is really awesome. So yeah. Anyway, this is your first time on air, which is remarkable.
It is my first time. I have been asked a few times,
uh-huh.
but I declined, and I thought, why not?
Yeah.
The 40th celebration.
I feel like the 40th is definitely helping get you on air.
I'm just enjoying the thought of being asked to be on here. Frankly.
Yeah. Oh, of course, man. You've been the secretary for quite a while now. It's probably 33 or 34 years?
33 years, yes.
Incredible. Incredible. What about this job makes you stay here?
I absolutely love the students.
Mm-hmm.
The people keep me here. It's such a fantastic job. You see young people come through. You see them grow. I've been very fortunate to remain friends with most of the people that I've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
So hence I've got lifelong friends and lifelong relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just awesome.
That's good. It means that whenever you go to a different city throughout the country, you have beds to crash on.
Just about. Yes, absolutely. Even Pakistan if I need
really?
To.
Really?
Absolutely.
Holy heck. That's incredible.
Yes, went across to Pakistan a few years back with the International Office of Family invited me.
Wow.
Such a privilege.
That is indeed. And the thing about being people-focused, I think, really rings true to you because your office is just plastered of photos of different people, which is incredible.
Yeah, I really, really have. I've got 20,000 kids.
Yeah.
I keep saying. and I really do admire and adore all the people that have come through here.
Mm-hmm. I think that's such a fantastic trait to have. How many staff do you think you've seen at OUSA come through and go?
I have seen many, many staff. I've seen changes of, we didn't have positions of general managers and CEOs way back when I started. It was a smaller, the executive were more governance.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen 30-odd student presidents come through.
Mm-hmm.
But staff, we saw the implementation of the general manager position and the CEO position and then other managers. So there's been quite a few. But mostly I've been closer working with the student presidents and the student executive.
Mm-hmm. Can you say what, oh, this might be a bit favoritist, but can you say who your favourite student president would be?
Absolutely not. I love them all. I keep in contact with every single one of them.
Oh, that's lovely.
Since 1991. Attended their weddings. Oh. Attended some of their 21sts.
Man.
Individually, they have all got special meanings in my life.
That's awesome. Were you here when Grant Robertson was president?
I sure was.
Oh, yes. Wow. What was that time like?
It was political and vibrant.
Yeah.
And it was loads of fun. And it is wonderful having Grant back on campus.
It's cool having him here. It feels like a return to form.
Absolutely, and he's a wonderful man, and he'll do us proud.
For sure. Since I've been at the station since 2019, it seems like you've always been quite an eager and big advocate for us at Radio 1. Was that something you've been doing since your first day at OUSA? Well, how long did it take for you to ingratiate for the people at the 1?
I've always had a passion for Radio 1 and Critic. It's wonderful to see. What I really liked was seeing the young bands, the young students coming through. It's a platform, in my view. And they'd come through the office with their band gear and practice, and the many, many volunteers that have come through and grown. So I've always enjoyed, and it's been particularly fun having my office upstairs, because I was at one stage downstairs, and I now see people going through, and I also come in and listen. So I've always been an advocate that it's just seeing students grow and go on to do big, bright things.
For sure. Some people might be asking, what does the role of secretary entail? And it's something that I've wondered about. So what does it involve, like, day to day?
Sure. The association secretary role is to look after the rules and constitution and abide by, have those available. We're a charity. We've got to be affiliated to the Charities Commission, so I need to make sure that all our wonderful exec are registered with the charity. But I also have a role as corporate support manager, so I have a staffing role as well. So the student association secretary is, I'm an officer of the association in that role, and I'm a staff member as well in the other role. So it's quite a varied, unusual position.
It's really awesome, though. It's really cool. In all your years at OUSA, do you have a favourite era of Radio 1?
I've just learnt and loved watching it grow, not particularly one era. I would like to mention, during a time at OUSA and Radio 1, two people I'd like to pay tribute to is Freya and Chris, who passed away while working at Radio 1, and they were just two gems, and I just would like to pay a tribute to those two lovely people. That was back in 2008. But Just each year, seeing Radio 1 grow, seeing the students grow, there's no particular era.
Oh, that's awesome. Moi mai rā to Freya and Chris. I think that's a really beautiful note to leave Korero on. Thank you so much for coming on the program today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. That was Donna Jones, the Secretary of OUSA, who has requested some Beatles. So we're going to play The Two of Us from the Beatles. This is from their fantastic record, Let It Be. You're listening to The One. Take care.
Doris gets her oats.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.